Giant 96 Real Radio. I'm Penny Lane, and today we're going all the way down in the Delta, one of my favorite places to go, and that is Clarksdale, Mississippi. And I think, you know, my favorite music store in the whole wide world is Cathead Delta Blues and Folk Art. And with me, I have the founder and owner of Cathead Delta Blues and Folk Art, Mr. Roger Stoley. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Getting excited to come down your way. You got some things going on.
Whew, that seems like we always have something. You know, we've got live blues 7 nights a week in Clarksdale and then multiple events throughout the year. So there's always something happening or being planned to happen.
Now, one cool thing that I always like saying is, you know, your record store has been called one of the 17th coolest record stores in America. That's pretty awesome.
Well, it was a really cool, it was very cool to be included on that list. The scary thing at the time, and still now to an extent, is that they could only come up with 17, you know. Now, unfortunately, the demise of the independent record store kind of affected that list. But since then, you know, thankfully, there are some new places popping up occasionally around the country because of the growth of vinyl.
Now, tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, Cathead Delta Blues and Folk Art and why you got started with that.
Sure. Well, the medium-sized version of the story, you know, I got into blues when Elvis died. I was 10 years old, so that kind of got me into blues in a backdoor sort of way. And then other rock and roll guys as I went forward. So once I was in the blues and finally moved from Ohio to St. Louis in 1995, I had a chance to come down and sort of do the Dead Man Blues Tour, thinking I would just see the grave sites of my heroes and walk where they walked. So fortunately, the more I visited over a 7-year period out of St. Louis, I got to know a lot of the bluesmen, juke joint owners, and people involved with the scene. And it just showed me that, A, it was not gone, and B, it needed help. Now, my career prior to this, and I've been here in Clarksdale, this is my 14th year having Cathead. My career prior to this was advertising and marketing. So I thought, well, I'll move here with a mission to organize and promote from within, basically pulling things together enough that you could promote the blues and the place it came from, get folks to visit, and when they visited, we could deliver on the promise. In other words, you'd get here and there'd be things to do during the day and then live music at night and, you know, a series of blues festivals throughout the year. So that's sort of the mission behind what I do. But I'm standing in my platform that I work from, which is Cathead Delta Blues and Folk Art. It's basically Mississippi's blues store. And, you know, folks can come in for advice as to what to see and do, as well as pick up some CDs, DVDs, LPs, magazines, books, t-shirts, artwork, everything blues or Mississippi related.
And you have a festival right around the corner kicking off next week, the Clarksdale Film Festival. Tell us about that.
That's right. So it'll be our 6th annual Clarksdale Film Festival here in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And we'll have 2 venues with 3 theaters. Delta Cinema has 2 theaters and the New Roxy, which is this really cool venue. We'll have a sort of improvised theater in there. And we'll be showing films that fit our mission of the festival. And basically what that is, or the theme, it's either a Mississippi-connected film, either filmed in Mississippi, made by Mississippians, or about Mississippi, or some subject that came from here, or it's blues or roots music related. So we've got some really just killer stuff, great documentaries mainly, kind of covering all those kind of topics. So everything from a documentary about atomic testing done in Mississippi 50 years ago to, of course, a whole slew of blues and roots music-related documentaries. And we'll be showing, for example, Zydeco Crossroads, which is Robert Muggy, the guy that made Deep Blues and Last of the Mississippi Jukes, his latest documentary, as well as the new documentary a couple of St. Louis guys made called America's Blues, you know, so things like that. And we always show a few classic films as well. And since Bob Muggy will be here, we'll be showing Deep Blues. And also he's bringing a very special, since it's rarely been shown in a theater, cut of Blues Divas, which was a female blues and soul concert series shot at Ground Zero Blues Club just on the block from where I'm standing. So there'll be plenty of blues content for sure.
Now, is there a place online, I know there is, where our listeners can go to sort of check out all the different films and documentaries that will be available?
Absolutely. Folks can go to ClarksdaleFilmFestival.com, ClarksdaleFilmFestival.com. We also have a link on our JukeJointFestival.com website if they want to check out that spring festival as well as the film festival.
Wonderful. Now, let's talk a little bit about you've dabbled in making a couple documentaries yourself in films.
That's right. So when I moved here, again, with this mission to organize and promote from within in Clarksdale, Mississippi, coming up on 14 years ago, I sort of tried to figure out all the means I could use to pull things together and then promote the blues from here. And one of the things I kind of stumbled upon after first recording some albums on Big George Brock, a bluesman from here, along with a buddy of mine from Jackson, Mississippi area, we did a documentary called Hard Times about him, Big George. And it did well, and I felt like it really promoted him in such a way that it got him gigs overseas. It really brought him out of obscurity even more than the CD releases. So using that thought process, a buddy of mine, Jeff Conkle out of St. Louis, who was inspired in 2005 to start his own little record label, Broken Hungry Records, and record Mississippi guys, we started teaming up to do documentaries that would be more of a big bang kind of thing, like really get more publicity than just a recording can. So in 2008, we did M for Mississippi, a road trip through the birthplace of the blues. And in 2012, I think, we did We Juke Up in Here, sort of studies and presents juke joint culture and the music within. And currently we're still in editing, but we're finishing up a web series called Moonshine and Mojo Hands. And all these things have websites you can go to. So mformississippi.com, wejukeupinhere.com, moonshineandmojohands.com. And you can kind of see what these projects are all about.
And I've personally watched M is for Mississippi and We Juke Up in Here. And just, they were amazing documentaries and really takes you in the heart and the feel of, you know, being in Clarksdale and the surrounding areas.
And that's really the key for the projects we do. There are great, let's say, academic films out there, documentaries, that maybe aren't as entertaining, but maybe are even more fact-filled. What we like to do is take the viewer on a journey just like we're taking in Mississippi. These folks up close and personal, you hear their stories, you hear their music, you see the landscape, where they come from, and the culture. And to us, it, A, inspires and gets people to come visit here, and or book those artists later somewhere else. But then B, it also kind of explains the music even more than just some words can do. You sort of see the conditions or the place or the people it comes from. You're like, oh, that's why it feels like that. That's why it sounds like that.
And tell our listeners about, now, I've never been able to attend. I want to go this year. All my blues friends, they all talk about the Juke Joint Festival and how wonderful it is. Tell our listeners about the Juke Joint Festival.
Sure. We'll be holding our 13th annual Juke Joint Festival Saturday, April 16th this year. There are related events running that Thursday night through that Sunday night. We book over 100 acts for it, starting with the old Mississippi guys. Last year I had at least 10 guys in their 80s, one guy in his 90s, all the way down to like blues prodigies from here, like Kingfish, who's 16. So there's just tons of blues music. We use the juke joints at night as the venues. We have 13 little daytime stages, very intimate stages, and then all kinds of stuff happening around it. And sort of the concept behind it is it's half blues festival, half small town fair, and all about the Delta. And what that really means is that you're not just going to be sitting at some big stage in a field with a whole bunch of people from elsewhere. Yeah, you'll be with people from as many as 28 foreign countries, 46 U.S. states, if history is a lesson. But you'll be at little stages or in little juke joints. You'll be very up close and personal. You'll also be there with a lot of locals because the locals will come out for it. Unlike some festivals even within this region, you know, not everybody who lives in Mississippi is a blues fan. So we try to do things that get people downtown and sort of get them exposed to the music and to the tourists who are here. So we will have, and this is not a band, Monkeys Riding Dogs Herding Sheep, for example, out of Pontotoc, Mississippi. Who doesn't want to see a monkey ride a dog? I'm just saying.
Wow. Wow.
So it brings out, you know, locals as well as tourists, and everybody kind of mixes up and is a good cultural connection as well as, you know, it helps out all the businesses as well.
Now, Roger, I just have to ask you this. Have you ever seen, like, them training a monkey to ride a dog? I mean, that seems like it could be a challenge.
I have not seen the training, but it's funny because the monkeys, well, first off, the guy that has them, he lives in Pontotoc, Mississippi. He's an ex-rodeo clown. Broke more bones than Evel Knievel, and his doctor's like, you can't be a rodeo clown anymore. So he developed this act so he could still do the rodeo circuit. And he has this whole, like, inspirational speech complete with patriotic music that frankly takes longer than the actual animal act does, about, you know, how people said it couldn't be done and, you know, these things as though he cured something. But the monkeys come out wearing these outfits off this really fancy big bus rig, and I'm telling you, they look much more intelligent than any of us in the audience.
Now, there's so many movies and documentaries, because I was looking online at the different ones that are offered. For our listeners that, you know, might not be able to make it down to the film festival, is there a way to get, you know, and especially your documentaries, how can we get a hold of these different films?
Sure. So some of the films that we show at the film festival are just for film festivals, so they're not available, or at least not yet commercially. But a lot of the stuff is. Certainly the ones that we've worked on, Hard Times, M for Mississippi, We Juke Up in Here, you can go to cathead.biz, cathead.biz is my website for my store, and you can order those online. Or, as I say, each one of those has its own website as well. But also some of the other films that we will show this time, there's one, a really cool new Reverend Gary Davis documentary called Harlem Street Singer. So I'm stocking that at my store. Deep Blues, of course, which is a classic. We're showing that. You See Me Laughing, another classic. Cheesehead Blues. You know, these are all documentaries that are, with the exception of Gary Davis, they're all tied to here. And either you'll find those on my website, or people can email me at roger@cathead.biz or call me at 662-624-5992. It's all on my website at cathead.biz, and we can arrange to ship you something.
Well, you're a good man, Roger. So much appreciate your time, and thanks for taking a trip with Penny Lane and everything that you do for the blues.
Well, thank you. You as well. I appreciate it.